So I'm with Nantwich Town manager Dave Cook. It's finished Nantwich Town 1, Altrincham 1. Dave, your thoughts on the game?
Obviously the lads are disappointed because we've had a 1-0, they've been leading 1-0 for most of the game, and then when you concede at the end, it does feel like a defeat. But I've just told them in that dressing room that I'm proud of every one of them, how they've battled out tonight. It's a new team coming together, a lot of young players, and we're playing against a team that are favourites to win the league, and we've given as good as we've got.
I think, as you say, some of the young lads there have been brilliant for you tonight. Pick out a few of them. I know you won't want to pick out individuals, but Jamie Morgan at left back outstanding.
Superb.
Outstanding.
He's done really well, Jamie, and he was unfortunate to be left out Saturday because we just thought we'd be tightened up, but he's shown tonight. He was magnificent, and to be fair, he was probably against the best right winger in the league, Jordan Johnson. And
it's a good battle, that, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Dave?
Yeah. And Jordan went on the other side in the end because unfortunately, that's where he got the penalty. But Jamie had done really well against him.
Lots of good performances, like you say, all over the pitch. I also thought your keeper was outstanding.
Yeah, well, he's the best keeper in the league. There's no question about that. I mean, we said that when we got him, that, you know, if you can get a top keeper, if you can build your team down the middle and then dot in and Fab is... He's not just been called Fab because of his name. No, he was tremendous Saturday, and he was brilliant tonight. He's just... Looks as
is he
if
okay?
His shoulder might have come out, so he's going to A&E now to just see how it is.
Yeah, and also Casper Hughes, middle of the park, you know, pulling the strings at times during that game.
Yeah.
Could see the quality.
Yeah, yeah.
The work rate from all of them, from Belly, Sam, the whole lot. Yeah. You must be.
Yeah,
I'm really pleased.
Listen, I'm really proud of them, and it'll be a tough road this year, but the lads will keep getting better. And the beauty of the young lads, you know, like you say, Jamie and Troy, put. Performances like that, they just keep getting better.
Yeah. And against the only disappointing thing maybe for you with against 10 men.
Yeah, I was hoping we could have got out a little bit more better quality because it was 3-on-3, and that was a bit disappointing. And also with Clayton coming on last 15, he was the target, and we didn't really get the ball up to him because he'd have held it up all day and fed him in, and that's the only thing that I'm disappointed in, to be honest.
You're up against Altrincham, though. They've spent a lot of money. They've got some real quality. You know a lot of these players,
Dave, from the
likes of, you know, the Josh Hancocks of the world, it's real quality all over the pitch. And Poole in midfield was pulling the strings.
Yeah, he's a great player. I mean, look, he's been at Salford and he's come here. He's probably come here for, you know, maybe a few quid more, I don't know. But, he's quality. So the lads have got to be proud of themselves tonight.
And what you want from youngsters is hard work, discipline, determination, passion. Yeah. You had every bit of that off them today.
No, we did. So, they've got to have that commitment now Saturday, and they've got to think that, you know, we play Workington, who, again, are going to be up there. A lot of good sides in this league, and a point,
your first point, Dave, as well. You must be proud with that.
Yeah, well, that's it. At least we're on the board now, and we're up and running, so...
Well done.
All right.
Cheers, Dave.
Thanks,
mate. Cheers.